הווה, נגילה, נגילה ונשמחה. הווה, נגילה, נגילה, נגילה ונשמחה. הווה, נרננה, הווה, נרננה, הווה, נרננה ונשמחה. הווה, נרננה, הווה, נרננה, הווה, נרננה ונשמחה. אורו אחים, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים, אורו אחים בלב שמח.
Hello everybody, this is Judge Eve and welcome to the show. And this song says, come on, let's be happy and wake up brothers and let us sing songs. And I'm so, so blessed today and honored to have Pastor Tex Mars, although he says I can call him Tex, who is a prolific author. He's written like over 40 books. He's been with some famous publishers. He's had 30 videos. He's had his radio show in shortwave, you know, really speaking to all over the country. And he's the president of Power of Prophecy and of Rivercrest Publishing. Has many, many, many videotapes, cassette tapes, and to get them, by the way, you can get them at www.powerofprophecy.com, just like it sounds. And the email is prophecy@texmarsmarrs.com. And you should get those materials. I've been getting them for about 20 years, and I tell you, what he's taught me has helped me so much in the murder of my parents and the way I've been persecuted right here in America for my belief in Jesus. Before I introduce you, Pastor Tex, or Tex as I may call you, just quick prayers. And before that, Lord, we humble ourselves before you. We thank you that the meditations of our heart and the words of our mouth are pleasing in your sight, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And quick prayers for Jonah. Lord, you deal with him as the Jonah in the Bible. Return him to his sweetheart right now in Jesus' name. For Elizabeth, who has had cancer in her breast going up to her brain, that we rebuke it off of her in Jesus' name, and we speak health and healing to her body from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet in Jesus' name. And for Jean's children, to be break the power of drugs and alcohol over their lives and restore them to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, you said in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the God of this world blinds the minds of them who do not believe, so that the light of the gospel, the glorious gospel, cannot shine into them. And we ask that we bind that darkness, that those who hear it will hear and accept you and understand what we're all about. Pastor Tex Mars. Tex Mars, welcome to the show.
Thank you so very much. So glad to be on with you.
And I thank you. You know, I told you I've been reading and getting your books and tapes for almost 20 years now. And you told me Power of Prophecy has been in existence since about 1988. Is that correct?
Yes, around 1986, 87. And it's been just very wonderful. My wife, Wanda, had cancer right before that. And so we, you know, God took that away from her. And we just thank God, and we dedicated our life to Christ and writing books and talking to others about Jesus Christ and the coming of the Lord. And that's what we've been doing. And, of course, it's led us in all kinds of little bitty avenues and roadways, as it has you, Judge. I see from your biography, it's just it's a terrible thing what happened to you in Israel. But it's wonderful that God brought you out of that, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's what he does. And you know what I really, you know, because I am a prophet, you know, I was anointed as a prophet in the early 1980s, except the lady didn't tell me till later what I would go through. Because, you know, James 5:10 says, you know, the prophets go through more suffering than anybody else. And I have two understandings. You know, one is they more sensitive, so they feel everything more. But secondly, it's a way of getting them to go within, to let their spirits grow more, which is my understanding. But anyway, what amazed me with you, what led you to write about the subject that you write? I'd like to mention, by the way, I have your newsletters all over the place here, and people, you need to know and get Texas materials, because my people perish for lack of knowledge, we're told in Hosea 4:6. And we need to get knowledge, even if you don't agree with it. One of them, the current one, is Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, which we'll get to, Conspiracy World, Mysterious Monuments, Codex Magica, the New Age Cults and Religion, Circle of Intrigue. I think
oh, my goodness gracious. Well,
I have your order form right in front of me. I have so many of your, you know, I get your newsletters on the computer, but I have them also in front of me. By the way, Text has a weekly Bible study on the Internet every Wednesday. Am I right, Pastor
yes.
Text?
Well, you can go yes. on any time, but we do put it up the new message every Wednesday, I believe. But you can go on 24/7. In fact, you can go in and access the archive. Every message I've given is there on BibleHomeChurch.com.
Praise God.
.org. Forgive me. .org. BibleHomeChurch.org.
You do what
you
I
know,
do.
You mentioned my latest. You mentioned my latest book, Judge Eve.
Yes.
Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star.
Yes.
Immediately, when people see that, they say, "Oh, that's anti-Semitic. That's
exactly
against the Jews." And it does have a lot of negative things, but you know, if you're involved in let's just say politics,
yes,
is either a Republican or a Democrat. Well, people are going to oppose you for that too.
Exactly.
But I do care very deeply for the Jews, and I think I'm sensitive to the Jews, and I feel very strongly.
Yes.
That those who do not have Jesus have been deceived. And even those that profess to be a Christian have been brought into the lure of Judaism and the synagogue and the law and all those things. And so I'm trying to witness to them. Now, I started out really as sort of a Baptist Pentecostal many, many years ago. And so I was taught by my mother in particular that the Jews were the apple of God's eye, and that we should always bless them so that God would bless us. All these things are what I was taught. So it's really been a voyage of discovery for me all these years to determine what really is going on in the world about Jews, and to lay it all out in books and such. I've braved many people calling me anti-Semite.
Yes.
I don't understand why they think that
me.
I am.
They
okay,
call me.
All right. Go ahead.
You know what it is, Tex, if I may say so. What it is what I have come to experience myself. It's the ones who do follow the Talmud, or the Talmud, as we say in Hebrew, and the Kabbalah, which are really demonic. I had no idea that they were. I have to tell you, in Israel, you know, because I was born in Jerusalem when it was still Palestine. I'm old enough for that. I was there during the War of Independence. We were raised with the Arabs. They worked for my dad. You know, everybody got along fine, you know, till after the British left. But we studied the Old Testament in detail. We never studied the Talmud and the Kabbalah. So most Jewish people do not know this mystical part, which is really the demonic part. And I've been subjected to persecution by the Chabad, you know, which is a very, very Orthodox group. And the other ones who study the Talmud and the Kabbalah, which is very, very demonic. And I think you're the one who taught that it came from Babylon, right, what they put in those books?
Oh, yes, and it also came from Khazaria to a certain extent, but mainly from Babylon. You know, that's why it's actually called, officially, the Babylonian Talmud.
Yes.
That's what Talmud really has the title of the Babylonian Talmud.
Yes.
And, you know, the Orthodox rabbis say that the Talmud is greater than the Torah.
Which is wrong. And this is why
It says in the Talmud that God himself had to go ask a rabbi for religious advice. Well, let's see.
It's awful. May I say a couple of things? You know, when I finally accepted Jesus in my life, It was like somebody took a knife and sliced my eyes open and lifted up the lining that I could see clearly. And I felt free of all the religious laws. You know, good observant Jews follow the Mosaic law, which is fine. This bothers me, what you just said, how Christians today, so many, go and teach the Sabbath and to be Jews and to even, you know, the word God, you know, very Orthodox Jews don't write out G-O-D, they write G/D, or I'm sorry, hyphen D. And
yes,
it bothers me because they're subjecting themselves to the very laws from which I've been freed. And that's what you talk about. Am I right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And many Christians today,
yes,
there's an incredible wave of Judaism that's flowed into Christianity.
That's what I mean.
And many Christians, they have put themselves back under the law. I received a letter from a gentleman this week,
yes,
and he said that he is a Christian. He accepted Jesus.
Yes.
But then he said he began going to a Messianic Jewish church, which teaches the law. He says,
yes,
I want to get as much of the law as I can in me.
Oh my.
And he's working very, you know, he observes all the festivals and all these things, and they have,
yes,
Davidic dancing and so forth. But
yes,
I felt so sorry for him. I thought, my goodness.
Yes.
I think a Masonic congregation is okay, but, you know, when they bring you back under the law, in fact, some Masonic Jewish, they call themselves rabbis.
Yes.
And they actually, they're trying to put together a Christian Talmud. Well, that's we have the Bible, you know, and it's written on our hearts, the Bible says. How can you have a Christian Talmud with the laws and all? So these are the kinds of things they're trying to bring us back, as the Apostle Paul said, into bondage.
Yes. By the way, Doug was just telling me that maybe you need to be a little bit further away from the phone so he can hear you better.
Okay. Is this better?
To me it is. Is it okay? I hope for Doug. If not, he'll let us know. Let me say, see, I experience what you write about. I live the Bible in my body. I don't even know how to explain it. The word is,
yes,
I have no life but for Jesus, which I know is what you do and Wanda, your wife. You know, we have no life. Do you know how many corrupt Jews wanted me to give up Jesus publicly in Las Vegas? And I said, if I did that, this body would just be dissolved away, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
My former husband, Cohen, said, I either give up this Christ fantasy or it's our marriage. And it was, gee, what can I do, you know? I would die. That would solve the problem. But what I wanted to say, which I know that's what you cover in so many of your books. By the way, I've used some of your books in that tape, you know, Obama being Rothschild's puppet because I sued Obama. I have a whole story about that. And I put them as part of my exhibits in my case, in my legal case. Can you believe that? Because
what a grief.
It's true. And, you know, in Israel, everything is Rothschild. I went to a school in Jerusalem called the Vilna de Rothschild when we learned English in the first grade. I didn't know that he's a demon worshiper. These are the people who are controlling our country. Am I right?
Oh yes, they are. And would you call yourself a Sabra Jew, Jesse?
What kind of Jew?
A Sabra.
I'm a Sabra, exactly. Sabra. Do you know what Sabra means? It's the cactus. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, it's the cactus plant that has like oval leaves and the thorns. And the reason they call Israeli-born Sabras, the real Israeli-born, because they have thorns on the outside, but when you eat the fruit, it's sweet. So they got big mouths, but they're sweet.
So, I like that.
I'm definitely a big mouth me. I'm definitely a Sabra. And you know, this is what I wanted to tell the people. Don't be anti-Semitic to pastor. You want to be anti-Semitic to me, go ahead. I've been accused of everything. But he loves the Jewish people. He loves everybody. Am I right, Tex?
Yes, I do. And you know, I was reading this week, Judge East.
Yes.
I was reading the book, The 13th Tribe,
yes,
by Arthur Kessler.
And
Arthur was a Jewish man.
Yes.
And he wrote this book talking about how his belief, this was before DNA and
yes,
all, you know, science came along. But he said, Arthur Kessler, who is Jewish, of course, wrote that he believed that most of the Jews, the so-called, actually are not descendants of Abraham, or not the seed of Abraham, but came from Khazaria, which was a country in southern Russia, you know, the Caucasus.
Yeah, I have to tell you something. My daughter-in-law, who's a medical doctor, she was so upset first that I would have you on. She's very Jewish. And I said, well, Tex speak his mind and we'll speak our mind. So
there
she sent me the study about Khazarian and the German Jews by Aaron Elihak, I think I'm saying his name correctly. And in fact, the Khazarian people, even though they allegedly accepted Judaism in the 8th century under the king, they came from the Middle East. They were from Judah and Israel. In fact, I'd written down a few verses to show you, you know, how God said he would disperse the Jews. And, you know, think about it. Why would a Khazarian king so many centuries later all of a sudden know about Judaism? Because they have a higher percentage of DNA, that's what she was pointing out to me, than do any Arabs. I love the Arabs. You know, okay, they were in Palestine. But the Jews did possess the land way before the Arabs did. And the land does belong to them. That's my feeling. But go ahead about Mr. Wexler.
Well, Kessler wrote this book, and he said he believed that many of today's Ashkenazi Jews are actually Khazars.
Well, but
Okay, so you may disagree with me on that.
I do.
In any case, he said that he from his studies, that he had concluded that perhaps the only real Jews, meaning, you know, the non-con, that they're not converted, they're actually descendants of Abraham.
Or
the Sabra. He said
Sabra
are probably the only real Jews today. So,
but
you disagree
Sabra,
with that? But I think that's an interesting statement by Mr. Kessler that he talked about the Sabra. So I'm sort of saying to you, you know, that I suspect you're a real Jew. You're a real descendant of Abraham.
Yes.
And I appreciate that. That you know, that has a lot of significance.
But my parents were from Poland, and see, very, very Jewish. And I am, actually, I'm from the tribe of Judah. I've always known that. My family was very Orthodox. In fact, my grandparents, you know, with a long beard, studying the Bible day and night. See, I did not know till I accepted Jesus, and my father, don't ask, he took out a gun to me. He kept writing me letters. You know, Jewish people usually disown their children, you know, when they accept Jesus. But he and my grandpa always I wanted to be a lawyer. I was 3 years old, always knew exactly what I would do. So they would teach me the Bible. They would talk to me the Bible, never talk to me about, you know, foreign knowledge. And I did not know that my grandfather from Poland studied the Kabbalah and the Zohar, which means the glory part of the Kabbalah.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I was really shocked. And, you know, for you to have described how demonic this all is, I experience with the way I've been treated, you know, in my litigation. And, you know, my parents were murdered in Beverly Hills. And these horrible Jewish people are the ones who use my brother and sister to kill them. I've never seen such I've taught law. I practiced law. I was a judge. You think I know a little bit about law, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to tell you, and I must say it on the radio show, I went to see the head Chabad rabbi in Las Vegas where I lived. And by the way, my condo was repeatedly burglarized, human feces thrown on my balcony and on my car. I was injected with chemicals, all my assets stolen, and this is here in America, and authorities did nothing. So I went to Steam, and I said, come on, let's try and work this out. And you know what he said to me? That my parents had to die to atone for my sin of accepting Jesus in my life, and bad things will happen to me. These are the Jews you're talking about, am I right?
Well, yes. That's demonic. That's, you know, that's not. So in your pain and your hurt to tell a lady that's just not right. But the point that I want to make is this today to anyone listening to me that may be upset because of, you know, Dr. Iran Alhaq, Johns Hopkins Medical University came out with this
Correct.
Study. Yes. But whether you're a And this is the good news. Whether you're come from Khazar ancestry or whether it's Abraham's ancestry, well, Jesus is there for you, just like he was for you and me, Judge Eve.
Yes.
You know, when I was a young boy,
yes,
I was always told, well, you're Irish. You know, you're,
yes,
Irish. Well, I sort of, you know, look, I'm sort of, you know, sort of Heinz 57, really. But I thought, well, I'm an Irish young man,
yes,
so all my family is. And then one day, we really,
yes,
didn't know, that's what we thought. Then one day we got a letter from the Mars, that's my last name, Scottish clan. And they said the Marses are Scottish, and we're having a big Scottish festival in Dallas, and you're all invited. So my dad suddenly changed on a dime. Suddenly we were Scottish. So, you know, I'm Scottish, you know. So it,
yes,
it doesn't really matter. You know, I did not accept Jesus as a Scotchman or an Irishman.
Yes.
Anyway, you know, on St. Patrick's Day, everybody is Irish for a day, right?
Even the Jews, right?
I can't pretend to be Jewish, you know.
Yes.
So that's the way I take it. But in any,
yes,
case, these are weighty issues, though. They're very important.
Yes.
Well, listen, I'm talking too much. I'm going to let you ask the questions.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you is several things. How did you start studying about who is really controlling America? Because that's what I said, that you've been exposing it for years and that you will discuss who's controlling America and what to. Let me just say this first of all. As a prophet, I was shown 35 years ago, before any of us could even think it, that there would be concentration camps in America. And everybody just listened to me. By the way, my parents, friends, and all my family who remained in Poland got killed off by the Nazis, their property stolen. My parents' friends had friends who still had the numbers on their arms, you know, when they came to America. And they told me in the 90s that they see here in America exactly what they saw in Nazi Germany before,
uh-huh,
they were taken to the camps. And you were the first one who had the DVD, Gulags in America. And when I saw it, I said, yay, he knows about it. So tell me, please, what led you to find out about it, and how did you find out about it?
You know, Judge Eve, when I started out, I was compelled by God to expose the New Age movement.
Yes.
You know, pyramid powers and spirit channeling and all of those things, not of God.
Right.
And I did. But I discovered, I had three straight number one best-selling Christian books.
Yeah, which ones were they? Which ones?
Dark Secrets of the New Age.
Yes.
Mystery Mark of the New Age, and Ravaged by the New Age.
And they can all be obtained still from you at this time?
Oh, sure. You can get them from my ministry, powerofprophecy.com.
Good.
And
okay.
Dark Secrets is really like a classic book on the New Age movement.
Yes.
And as I did that, I began to really study, where's the money coming from?
Yes.
I mean, they had a lot of money. I mean, the New Age movement was gigantic. It still is gigantic. They just sort of changed the name of it a little bit. And I began to discover that many of the New Age organizations were being put forth by the same people.
Wow.
Who were promoting the globalism movement, the
wow,
the world, one world, you know, peace movement.
Yes.
And then I went from there, and I discovered that the same ones, put it this way, I fall on the money trail, you know.
Yes.
I discovered the same ones had started all of these secret societies at one time.
Really?
Yes, the Bohemian Grove, the Order,
yes,
of Skull and Bones at Yale University.
Yes. I have all those books. I have the,
yes,
people. You've got to get those books. Yeah, go ahead, please.
And they founded the Council on Foreign Relations and,
yes,
the Trilateral Commission. Rockefeller, Rothschild, all of these people had done this. And,
yes,
then they even began the environmental movement.
Wow.
And the Sierra Club and the Nature Conservancy. Not that the people... The people in there, the average, you know, member doesn't,
yes,
know anything about this.
Right.
He doesn't. They don't know how they were really founded or whatever. They think it's a glorious movement.
Yes.
So all of these movements are intended to bring us into a new world order, a state in which the national sovereignty of the United States will be ended.
And who's behind that?
Sources behind all of these groups.
And who is behind all of that you discovered?
Well, there are many groups. There's both Gentiles and Jews.
Yes.
But I finally discovered that it was Jews at the very top of these groups. They were like puppet masters.
And who are they? Would that be the Rothschilds, for example?
Oh yes, the Rothschilds, exactly.
But
the Jews do not have total control.
Yes.
Of them. If they did have total control, when I say the Jews, I'm not talking about every Jew. I'm certainly not talking about Judge Eve.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm talking about that little group, of billionaires mainly, that
yes.
work together, that meet periodically and basically decide how the world's going to be run.
And steal our money? And steal our money, right, to make a socialist here?
Absolutely. And caused these wars, and they founded a communism in Soviet Russia, and so many people died. And I believe they've got the same intent for the United States of America. It's to their benefit to have basically a socialist world system. But it won't be a socialist system in which the people have a say.
Yes.
It will be a combined. They call it the third way. There's socialism.
The third play, PLAY?
The third wave, WAVE.
Oh, wave. Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
They say first there was capitalism, then came communism. Now they're going to be a third, better way.
Oh,
which
my
is
God.
A synthesis of communism and capitalism.
Which means, what does it mean?
Well, it means, I believe, that the United States is going to be ended, will be merged in first with the North American Union, and then the whole world. And so this is the real meaning of the New World Order.
Oh, my God.
A phrase that actually was first mentioned, I believe, by a New Age leader way back when, this is the end result of all of these things.
Yeah.
And so I'm naturally opposed to these things, and,
Me
I guess
too.
I'm sort of conservative because I don't like change, but I'm not a conservative in the sense that I'm a Republican or anything. I'm just an American.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's all I am.
And I'd like to say is you just expose truth no matter where it is or who's behind the terrible things that are being done. Am I right?
Absolutely. That's what I do. And actually, the books that I do about the top Jewish leaders. President Obama.
Yes.
I did a video called Rothschild's Choice.
I know. I have it.
Oh, well, amen. And you know, on
there, I have so many of your books and tapes, you would not believe it. Yes,
now,
go ahead.
Obama put forth as the Jews' choice.
Right.
Now, I think most Jews in America would say, oh, no, he wasn't my choice. Maybe any of them. But we do know that Abner Mikva, former congressman and judge from Chicago, he said that Obama, this was in the Chicago Tribune, he stated, quote, Obama, President Obama, what was actually Barack Obama, Senator Obama at that time, that will become the first Jewish president.
You're kidding. Wow.
I do not think that he meant blood. He meant, as Clinton, Bill Clinton sort of masqueraded himself as the champion of the blacks.
Right.
And was called the first black president. Then Obama is the first Jewish president. So
why did he give such a hard time to Netanyahu then? When Netanyahu was here a few years ago? He literally ignored him.
That is an interesting phenomenon. I think this is my opinion. Okay.
Yes.
It seems to me that Barack Obama, once he was in office, decided he was not going to do what his masters told him to do.
Really?
And he's afraid to fully confront them, so he just sort of goes at the edge. You know, first he, you know, but he went to AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee,
yes,
and said, well, I was misunderstood.
Wow. Wow.
I really do agree with Netanyahu. And when he went to Israel this time,
yes,
a few months back, he fully agreed with the Jewish
position,
and everything he's done in the Middle East, in Libya,
yes,
in the killing of Gaddafi, Afghanistan, in Iraq,
yes,
and now in Syria, and he's even aiming toward Iran. But he doesn't,
yes,
want to become World War III president, so he doesn't really want. He's trying to be,
yes,
a little bit, you know, coy and not go as far. Let's just look at Obama when he took office.
Yes,
he definitely. You saw that David Axelrod, his chief political advisor, is Jewish.
Yes. Not only that, but he's the grandson of Trotsky from Russia. I couldn't
believe
it. Am I right?
Yes, the neocons.
Yes,
are exactly, well, they're Trotskyites.
So they're communists. We have communists in the White House.
Rahm Emanuel, who's now the mayor,
yes,
of Chicago, but was the chief of staff of the White House.
Right.
He also was Jewish. In fact, he served in the Israeli Defense Forces.
Doesn't he lose American citizenship by doing that?
No, it's a strange thing, but
yes,
you know, you can be a dual citizen,
yes,
of a country and still be a citizen of the United States. But isn't it amazing that the White House chief of staff,
yes,
is a dual citizen and served not in the U.S. military, but in the Israeli Defense Forces? That's a horrible, you know, we don't always,
yes,
have aligning views with Israel. That's an,
right,
amazing thing, Judge E,
oh,
that you would allow
it,
anybody, no matter how close in relations,
yes,
we are to Israel,
yes,
to be the White House chief of staff. But Obama did. And, of course, the chairman,
yes,
of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, is Jewish.
Bernanke. Yes.
The Mr. Artsakh, the first Obama appointed him as head of the budget in the White House.
Yes.
And so everybody,
yes,
around him were all Jews. Even
Geithner. Geithner, the tax cheat, right?
No, the Secretary of the Treasury was Jewish. And even Michelle Obama's personal aide, I forget what you call him, the chief of staff for the wife,
yes,
the first lady,
yes,
was Jewish.
Also.
Lady, and the chief of staff for Joe Biden, the vice president, was Jewish. He,
wow,
had an entire White House of Jews.
Wow. And again, these are bad Jews. The problem is these are communist-type Jews, aren't they?
They are communist-type Jews, absolutely.
That's the problem.
He is. Let's just sort of say he has slowly gotten rid of some of these people. And
yes,
I think he wants to come out of that. Now, that's a very dangerous thing when they control so many,
yes,
agents of government.
Exactly.
For try to oppose them. I believe that's what happened to John Kennedy. Certainly it's what happened to Nixon.
Yes. And to
so
who else? To Nixon?
Mm-hmm. Nixon?
Yes. Yes. I was very active in the Nixon campaign. You know, I went through the whole thing, you know, when it happened. But you see, what I'm concerned about Obama, do you think he is a Muslim who is trying to help the jihadists, in effect, keep attacking America like they did in Boston? I wanted to know if you have any thoughts about the Boston bombing recently.
You know, President Obama seems,
yes,
to me to be a political opportunist. Of course, he swept in the office with Jewish support.
Right.
But we do know that he lived over in Malaysia.
Right.
With his mother and for a while as a young man.
Indonesia.
Indonesia. Thank you for correcting me. And
yes,
went to an Indonesian school there, had an Indonesian father.
Yes.
So he seems to be, you know, he's sort of a divided loyalty, divided mind. He doesn't want to call this a jihad, what the Tarnaf, I guess that's how you pronounce it, brothers, the bombers, did.
We have a call in. We have a caller. I'm sorry. We have a caller on the line. Pamela? Hello?
Yes. Hello, Eve. And hello, Tex Martins. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Thank you.
This is Pamela Rachel
from
Discovered Concentration Camps in America, and she has something to tell us about nuclear bombs. Go ahead, Pamela. What did you have to say?
First of all, I want to, I'll just say real quickly, but first of all, I want to commend Tex Mars. I followed him for years. I come from an Air Force background, family like his. My dad was famous in the Air Force, and I've been reporting, too, on the detention camps, boxcars for years, and everything Tex Mars is saying is true. And people, you need to buy his books and to support him because he's putting out wonderful information.
Yes.
And here's what I have to share, Eve, very urgent and very quickly. I've been in personal contact, face-to-face, with a Navy SEAL source who totally checks out, including his Pentagon connection with nuclear safety in America, an Air Force brigadier or a general or commander in the Pentagon who also knows me. And the thing is, this Navy SEAL has told me something so chilling, but it confirms my years of previous reporting about one of the final things they'll use to bring down martial law in America and their New World Order agenda. It's called Operation Ring of Fire, where they will deliberately plant and have planted rogue nukes all across the country to be detonated, to be falsely blamed by a lying news media on Al-Qaeda, various groups, but it will be our own traitors government and traitors in the military for New World Order agenda. This Navy SEAL told me. He said we are against the New World Order. We have been defusing these things and detecting and defusing, disabling, he said, working in direct connection with this man in the Pentagon, with the Air Force, and nuclear safety specialist, expert, and others. He said we have already detected and disabled some in Oregon, some in California, and some right here in Montana where I am broadcasting from. He said, but I said, well, I know there's many more. He said, there are, and we haven't gotten all of them. I said, is there any indication of any data when these things are supposed to go out? He said, May 5th was the date for the ones they detected and disabled. And this is chilling, friends, because we're talking about very close.
Tex, do you have any comment about that?
Well, I'm just listening. No, I haven't heard of that, and so I really appreciate that information. And, you know, we do know of the false flags, so-called. Even though there is, of course, a very virulent animosity toward America by many in the Muslim community. I mean, let's face it, it's true. Nevertheless, I believe that the forces that really control America are not Muslims, and they're using the Muslims.
Yes.
I believe that the bombing...
As a cover,
Yes. I think the bombing of Boston, the marathon there...
Yes.
It appears to me that these were government agents, just like Lee Harvey Oswald was a patsy.
Yes.
Does not excuse Harvey Oswald or the Tarnayev brothers at all. I think they were involved, but they were patsies. There were many others, too. And so it behooves us to really discover what is going on. But but what this precious lady has revealed is a very frightening thing, because Americans in general, I mean, if we're attacked, especially with nuclear weapons like that, we're going to stand up, and whoever did it, we're going to demand, a horrible payback, so to speak. So we all need to keep our
hands
up now. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Pam.
Yeah. Well, let me add this very quickly, Eve. The source that I spoke to, who, by the way, was told by his Air Force contact in the Pentagon that he will have to go underground. Now he's been put on a very high hit list by the New World Order people in the government that don't want this information coming out. I gave him a bunch of survival supplies to help him, but here's what he said. I said, tell me, how many people, when one of these goes off, what is it capable of taking out? He said, around 60,000 people. I said, oh, my gosh. And May 5th is there. Now, we know they can change dates, and I'm praying to God they will. But he said the ones that they intercepted were May 5th, so that tells us there's a plan to bring down martial law. And if that happens, everything Tex Mars has ever said about boxcars, like I've said for years, boxcars, shackles, death camps, the whole New World Order agenda, that's it, and it's martial law time. And I recommend people get his books while they can, because he tells it very well, and it's all true, friends. It's not I come from Pentagon, Washington, military family background. It's real.
Tex also sells seeds for a lifetime of food and all kinds of food for emergency times.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's right. So I hardly stand behind Tex Mars, and God bless you. Pray for my safety, Pamela Schubert, because I am in a very high level of danger now for getting this out. But we as Christians and patriots cannot be silent in this hour, cannot be moved into silence by cowardice. This is a time to stand up and tell it the way it is for the sake of millions of American people. And thank you for what you're doing, Eve. You're very brave, too. God bless
you.
God bless Tex. Keep up the great work, and thank you. And pray against May 5th nuclear detonation. Okay?
Thank you so much, Pamela. You have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Are you there, Tex?
Yes.
Yes. I was going to say, you still sell those heirloom seeds, right?
Yes, we do. Because, you know, Monsanto and the other corporations are really have a, they've cornered the market by developing Terminator-type seeds.
Wow.
That you have to buy from them every season. That's not the way what God intended. He intended for us to have seeds, and we plant something one year, and then we take the seeds and plant the next. But they've got these Terminator seeds that they've developed, and so these are heritage seeds that we still the old kind, but the huge agricultural combines do not use them anymore. So we're trying to promote this. Again, this is a, you know, there's a lot of people discovering the truth now, like Pamela. And you and I. And it's going to be interesting because I think the rogue federal government, I call it rogue federal government.
It is.
Certainly not everybody in there. It's just, you know, there's certain ones. They're having a hard time now with people like Judge Eve, Tex Mars. You know, they really are. And say what you want to, but my friend Alex Jones even, boy, he's making an impact.
Yes.
And so they've never had this kind of opposition. So now they're trying to pass laws so they can shut down the internet.
Yes.
This is the big thing. They're getting opposition out. You know, the no one trusts what they call the lamestream media.
Right.
Anymore. You know, they
all propaganda.
Right. They don't trust, you know, your typical radio show.
Yes.
They trust Judge Eve, and more people are discovering that now, and so they're going to be trying to shut us down. You know, thank God for our founding fathers that gave us the First Amendment rights and such. So it's going to take a horrible catastrophe perpetrated by them to cause the American people to give up our First Amendment rights.
I hope so. You know, because look at what they're trying. You know, are you familiar with David Icke as well, right? Because I know you've spoken with him in different...
England, uh-huh.
And you know how he talks about PRS. There is a problem created, people react, and then there is solution by restricting our rights even further, right?
That's right, exactly.
What is especially on your heart that you would like to talk about today? What is it that the American people should know about, like the gulags in America or our rights being restricted?
Well, you know, we have an assault. It's a crescendo against us. I mean, every time I look at the newspaper, I go to Drudge Report every morning when I get on the internet.
Yes.
I mean, there are things there that just, they get you angry at first, and then you just, you're sad, and you're there's a welter of emotions. But I think we really need to cleave close to Jesus Christ now.
Yes.
And
yes.
As far as, you know, hatred, which I'm often be accused of, you know, this morning my wife and I were at our breakfast table, and she just finished reading an old book, Judge Eve, called Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Oh, yes. How funny.
And it's, you know, I had never read it, and she read it, and it's, Uncle Tom was a wonderful Christian man.
Really? I did not know that.
Christian man. And the whole book, he's like a Jesus Christ role model, you know, almost.
Yes.
He suffers terribly from Simon Legree, this evil slave master, and who finally beats him to death in the end.
Yes.
But he says that he was going to be with Jesus.
Yes.
And so he kept his faith until the end.
Yes.
And boy, you know, my wife was telling me about that book, and she's been, you know, she's read each chapter. She's told me about that chapter.
Right.
But I, you know, I just began to cry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, Wanda, I don't get any credit for it, and I guess I shouldn't even ask for it.
Yes.
But that's the reason, you know, I'm in this ministry.
Yes.
It's, I see all the bloodshed that in Nazi Germany and in communist Russia.
Yes.
I believe that's going to come to America.
Definitely.
And I'm a little guy. I'm a nobody, but I'm trying to stop that.
Yes.
If I could, in some way, by letting people know that these evil men are in charge.
And
we don't even.
What can the people do? What can we do legally? You know, I've had such corrupt judges. You know, I know the legal system. And what do you suggest, or do you have any ideas what people can do to protect their rights and to protect
Uncle Tom won the victory by just loving Jesus.
Yes.
And he didn't strike out. Now, you've got a lawsuit. That's lawful. But you should do that. Good for you.
It was dismissed. The judge dismissed the case. Yes.
It's meant for good, but it sometimes does evil.
Yes.
But we should do everything we can as Christians. In every area of life, we should go forth. We should be a witness. We should be fighters. And
yes.
yet do no harm. If
yes.
we can do that, then I think God will bless us. I really do.
You know, I had without going into details, I had a Road to Damascus beam experience, and one of the things that Jesus said to me at the time was, we cannot be namby-pamby Christians anymore.
Well, that's good, and I think whatever a person may not be able to write,
yes.
he may not be able to use the legal system like you're trying to do, but in his own way, even Uncle Tom,
yes,
the other slaves became Christians through him.
Yes,
he was beaten, he was treated unmercifully, but he had the victory. And
yes.
I think we can have victory too, through, you know, by our own actions. So I encourage everybody to keep listening to Judge Eve's program.
And to Pastor Tex Mars.
If they're listening, well, okay, powerofprophecy.com. I'm
yes.
not trying to promote myself at all. But
yes.
But you know what? I think we're gonna win this. The Bible in the Book of Revelation talks about the overcomers.
Yes. Yes.
We're the overcomers.
And how
they're
do we overcome?
Not. They don't know what they're up against. And I feel so sorry about you and your parents, what happened to you. But you're going to overcome. And it will be a glorious victory in due time.
Do you know what helped me? You know, I'm a seer. I've ministered all over the country, by the way, for about 20 years, you know, large crowds, small crowds. And God just opens people up to me like an open book. So very few
mm-hmm.
times has he spoken to me. And the one time, 20 years before I found out about my parents, he spoke to me, and he said that the Jewish people will persecute me, like the brothers persecuted Joseph in the Bible, but that
yes.
then they will come to me for help. So I'm saying, okay, God, we've done the first half. When is the second half coming?
Well, they don't need you anymore. You know, Jews are very rich in America.
Yes.
And, you know... I mean, Forbes magazine has them on the richest men in America list and all that.
Yes.
And they don't need a Judge Eve now. But keep doing it. They're gonna remember.
Oh, yes.
So this is the whole thing. You know, even the Jews know that Jesus did no wrong. He didn't. They know that. And
he was
no matter
a
how
Jew.
Much
he was a Jew, you know.
Him, they're trying to destroy Christianity,
yes.
and but they cannot, they don't want to attack Jesus directly.
Yes.
And so it's always indirect. If they can take people and put them into a form of Judaism under the law again, that's
yes.
what they want to do.
And that's what bothers
me. I praise God for you, Judge Eve, and the
oh,
work that you're doing.
I praise God for you because, again, people, you've got to contact Pastor Tex Mars at www.powerofprophecy.com. You've got to get his books. You've got to get his tapes. He also has Rivercrest Publishing, and he publishes books by other authors. You don't have to agree with everything he says, but at least look into it, because being knowledgeable is being powerful, and God's people perish for lack of knowledge. Pastor Mark, do you wish to say a prayer? Is there something you wish to pray about? I just want to tell people how grateful I am that you came on the show. It means so much to me because, like I say, I've followed you. You've taught me so much because of what I learned from you. When things were happening to me, I knew who was behind them. So it's all thanks to what you've done all of these years. And people, you cannot close your eyes and pretend this is not happening. It happened in Russia, happened in France, and it's not happening here. These people try to get rid of any religion so they can have the government as God, and it's not acceptable. Pastor, I'm sorry, Tex, what would you like to say or pray before we say goodbye?
I'd be glad to. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to preach your truth. Let us all have a tender and sensitive heart toward the Jews and the Gentiles, Lord. Let us treat every person as a person. And under your guidance, Lord, we ask that you prosper the Judge Eve show. We ask that you give her victory in her court fight, and that you give her justice in these things. And, Lord, we know that we have wickedness in the world, but we have you. And you're going to help us to overcome these things because you promised it. And we hold on to that promise forever, Lord. And, Jesus, just be in our hearts and make us soft. And yet make us warriors, make us as tough as steel to fight your battles here on earth below. And thank you for always being with us. You said you would be with us to the end of the world.
Yes.
And we thank you for that, and that we have you as our eternal Savior. And we ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you for your heart. Thank you for the purity of your message. Just thank you for exposing what's really going on in the world. And in the name of Jesus, we wrest it all out of the hands of the enemy, and we bring it back to God's kingdom. In Jesus' name. And blessings upon you, Tex Mars, and your ministry, and your wife, and your whole family, and your whole ministry. Let it expand beyond your wildest dreams. And people, get his books. Whether you like it or not, you need to be educated. Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. The what are some of the other books? Codex Magica and
Codex Magica, Mysterious Monuments. I have a new book coming out.
Oh.
In fact, it's going to be out next Tuesday. It's
called
Robot Alchemy. Robot Alchemy. And I won't tell people about it, but it's a very interesting book.
Yes.
But Judge Eve, thank you so much for being on your program today. I hope I can be on again sometime.
I hope so, too. God bless you. You have a blessed weekend and many blessings to follow you everywhere you go. In
all right.
Jesus' name.
All the best to all of your audience. God bless you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thank you. Bye-bye. Heavenu shalom aleichem, Heavenu shalom aleichem, Heavenu shalom aleichem, Heavenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem, Heavenu shalom aleichem, Heavenu shalom aleichem, Heavenu shalom aleichem, Heavenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. Heavenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem.